Come on, how'd that first day feel?
I mean, I had fun out there just flying around, different uniforms, different faces, new teammates. I had a good day.
It's good to be playing football again. I mean, you're almost training to be a track athlete there for a couple of months.
Yeah, I know. So it's just good to go out there and do football things, run around with a helmet on, run routes.
Yeah. Did you feel rusty at all?
Not really. You know, I've been kind of working on myself, on my craft, so not rusty.
Jim, when you got drafted with two other wide receivers on day three, how much does that competition fuel you in a setting like this?
I mean, it's competition year-round in this sport. People working every day all over the world. It's competition. Every team's competition in college. That's what this sport's about. So I'm just taking it day by day.
How does that better you, facing two other wide receivers drafted by the same day?
Iron sharpens iron. You know, got good guys in competition. It's not going to do nothing but push me.
Is it tough coming in with a position that's so heavily reliant on another position, like your quarterback? You don't really know these guys, and you're out there trying to do your best, getting on the same page quickly.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just got to work. I mean, the timing, it might be a little off, but it'll get there with repetition. So it's a small thing that I worry about.
Nervous when you woke up this morning? Were you relatively calm?
A little nervous. A good nervous, though. You know, just ready to go out here and work and work with these new guys and work with these coaches on a professional level. You know, it's a dream for me, so it's a good nervous.
Was it what you thought it would be? You talk about the dream of finally putting on a professional helmet and pads and stuff. I mean, was it what everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was. Intense, you know, a lot of competition, you know, good guys all over. You know, I mean, it's what you work for. You've been working hard with other people who've been working hard, so it's a good competition. It's just great.
What was your impression of Green Bay before you got here, and then when you walked in, kind of took a look around? What do you think of it?
I mean, I knew it was a lot of history here, so I knew they took a lot of things. They had a high standard. That's what I expected when I came in here. That's what I got. So it's kind of what I thought it would be, really. So I'm glad I'm here. I love it so far, and it's a great day one for me.
What do you think the biggest learning curve for you is coming from college to the pros? Playbook?
Yeah, the playbook. Definitely the playbook. But just being able to adjust, you know. You got to go out there and learn quickly everything. And being able to be play on special teams, too. You know, I'd have to play on special teams in college. So it's kind of something I got to adjust to.
How excited are you to take catches from one of the best quarterbacks in history?
Oof. I mean, hey, Rod, he's a GOAT. So I'm ready to meet him. I'm ready to go out there and work with him and hopefully, you know, be one of his favorite targets. So I make sure I'm going to go out there and be on my P's and Q's and make sure I'm working and make sure I get that connection with him and go out there and put up some yards for him.
You mentioned all the newness around you and everything. I mean, how new is it to have a bunch of shining lights in your face and 20 cameras looking at you?
I mean, Mizzou knows I love the media. You know, so I don't have no problem with it. I like it. You know, the lights, it was always in my face out there. So it's nothing new to me when it comes to that.
Get a chance to meet any of the veterans here so far?
I met Cobb, met Adams. You know, I haven't met everybody. I saw Clay. He's a little bigger than what I expected. So that's all right, though. That's cool. But I've seen a couple of vets. I got to introduce myself to them. But I've seen a couple.
You said you didn't have a chance to play much special teams at college.
I mean, I got some reps at practice, but, you know, they wouldn't just throw me out there in the game. So, yes, something new to me.
Were the reps at Gunner when they put you out there in practice?
No, it wasn't. It was actually at punt return. I was on the front line, but kickoff return, you know. I don't mind blocking. So that's what I did.
Jim, what did you make of Coach McCarthy's just orientation meeting and his expectations of you guys professionally and personally?
Great guy, great delivery. He knows what he wants. That's what he expects. That's all he's going to accept. So, great guy. He's definitely a people's person. I like him. Orientation was great. I understood what he wants and what he expects, and, I mean, that's what I'm going to give him.
Jim, you talked about trying to be Rogers' favorite target, one of his favorite targets. Mm-hmm. He just left. You know, there's a big void now with Jordy gone. I think you've got his old locker even. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think about, knowing that, I mean, obviously you aren't just going to come in here and replace Jordy Nelson, but this is the potential future to be the next Jordy Nelson, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that as soon as I got drafted, and I plan on coming in here working and getting in where I fit in and making the best of every opportunity that I get.